This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
All right, and that, of course, is letting us know it's 4 o'clock, and just as timely as you could expect, Alan Love is with us.
Hey, all right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new week of Prayer and Share.
Amen.
Today, I'd like to talk about the topic of education. And Proverbs 1, verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." And he, in the Hebrew, the word fool is thought to mean morally deficient. But Proverbs 1, verse 5 says, "A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel." And that, to me, those two passages together basically were the fulcrum of everybody's knowledge, and God gives you a choice. He gives you the power to be educated. He gives you the power to be a fool, as described in the Hebrew, or he gives you the power to basically not learn about what God has provided for us, and only we can gain that knowledge and use that knowledge in a moral, proper way. And my parents instilled that for me right from go. And when I started to go to school, that was instilled by my teachers. And when I was young in school, we did things that aren't done in many schools now. We said the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. When it came time to a holiday season where, as an example, the Jewish holidays coincided with the Christian holidays like Easter and Passover or Christmas and Hanukkah, we learned about both. And there was no talk about not learning. And unfortunately, in my own opinion, I think that's what's been happening over the years, that things are taken away out of the school curriculum that can help people grow, that can help people learn about the Lord, that can help people learn about how wise it is to get an understanding and increase your learning every minute of every day. And part of that learning process is being fortunate enough to have teachers and guidance in education that will guide you. As a matter of fact, some of you know that I was the first person with a disability to get a law degree from Marquette Law School in 1972. Well, a law school program at Marquette at that time was 3 years. And I started my law school education in September of 1968. And I'm sorry, it was I was correct on that. And what happened at the end of the first year, which was in June of 1969, the dean of the law school called me in and said to me, "Alan, You needed a 73 grade point average, but you only got 72.8, which meant I flunked out of Marquette Law School. But instead of that happening, because of my cerebral palsy condition, I had asked early on whether I could take the lectures, take notes, and the answer was no, because sometimes the professors would say things about people in the legal community or about the law that they did not want to go public. So instead of me flunking out, the dean of the law school said, if I am willing to take my freshman year over again, they will allow me to tape all the lectures so long as I destroy the lecture tape as soon as I'm done taking my notes at home, which I gleefully agreed to. And in May of 1972, I was admitted to the bar in the state of Wisconsin. Well, one way God works wonders is he works wonders for everybody, if you let him. One of my classmates was on track in my senior year to be valedictorian of our class, of our law school class. And she unfortunately contracted mononucleosis, which meant that she probably did not have much of a shot of being valedictorian of our class. But what happened is she asked if she could use my tapes. And the administration trusted me and trusted her. And she not only became valedictorian of our class, but is currently a circuit judge in the county of Milwaukee, where I'm originally from. So God can provide wonders. God can provide a path for you to get better in life. And education, knowing the Lord, knowing many, many different things, because I was talking last week about friends and family and building up a wonderful friendships. Part of doing that is I know things in certain subjects. My friends know things in the same subjects I do, but they know more about something else. And I'm curious. I want to learn. Curiosity is one of the great, great things that the Lord has provided for us. And it is very, very important to take advantage of all the gifts and all the joy that the Lord has embedded in the planet in which we live and has embedded to us. You know, I read some time ago that our brains are absolutely fantastic, but the average person during their lifetime only uses about 20% of their brain power. Why? Why don't we keep trying to use more and more and get understanding? And you know what? The more you understand about not only things, people itself, the less and less bigotry and less prejudice and less unholiness will grace our planet. And as God intended, we are all his children, and we should learn through education, through knowing each other, how great we all are as God's children and how great a role we have to play. And of course, part of that role is WCNO, of course, and hopefully you're all able to listen. I'm having no problem listening out here in North Las Vegas, but of course, it is prayer and share time, and it's time to make a pledge or a donation. There are three ways of doing it. You can call the number 772-221-1100 or 772-221-1100. You can text WCNO at 24365, or you can go on the internet and make a pledge or donation. To make a donation, you just go to WCNO.com and click donation and put in your information, which is not stored or kept in any way by WCNO after you confirm your donation. Or you can make a pledge, and you have 6 months to do that. As a matter of fact, I tested that out. I made a one-time contribution besides my normal donation last April at Prayer and Share, and I did not meet that pledge until about 10 days ago, and nobody said anything about the fact you're late. So, you know, it's easy to do, and it's important. And speaking about education, look at the education you get on WCNO. Isn't it tremendous, Jonathan?
What a blessing. What a blessing. Again, Alan, you've challenged us with some great thoughts today, and I just was thinking of how building relationships outside of my culture and my comfort zone gave me such a deep love and appreciation for others who were from a different background. And what you're saying is wonderful, and I'm so glad that that God has given us the world we have and the minds we have and the ability to make choices. And of course that's a great thing, where we get to choose life. You know, that was God's plan, that we would choose life, choose those things that bring forth life, and choose God, of course. Well, Alan, thank you so much. Today was a great day. I know we missed out on a few days there with you because of the storm, and I'm kind of glad that you didn't have to go through any of that here, and I don't believe you have many storms out your way, do you? Unless they're snowstorms.
Well, Vegas weather, except for the heat, although you can avoid that with air conditioning because almost everything is air conditioned. But, we only have 4 inches of rain a year. We sometimes get wind gusts maybe up to 50, 60 miles an hour, but that's infrequent. We have no tornadoes, no hurricanes, and earthquakes, they're very mild if they come at all. So one of the safest places to live is in Las Vegas, but to be honest with you, it's getting to the point where Las Vegas is unfortunately a separated situation. You have the very rich and you have the very poor, and it is a tragic situation sometimes to see the difference. Yeah. And God, I think that's why God wants us to learn about each other and treat each other as human beings and be helpful and kind to each
Amen.
Other.
That's good.
And do it in a smart way.
Amen.
You know, there's a smart way of helping people who need help, and there's a foolish way of doing it. Like, as an example, if a homeless person in Vegas asks for some money, usually they're not given money. They are brought back a meal because that's what they really want the money for, and you don't also want to encourage bad habits. I mean, we do have a significant population that has a alcohol or drug problem, but of course that's not only in Vegas. Most cities, unfortunately, in this country have problems like that. But the Bible taught us how to take care of those problems. Number one way is be with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, Alan, we're going to look forward to spending a few more days with you at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I know you have a lot of friends here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. And so we'll look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow. David, any questions for Alan or response?
No. I really appreciated what you were sharing.
It was a good word.
Alan. Yeah.
Very good word. Good word. Alan, we love you. Maybe you can give those numbers one more time.
I'm just thrilled that David has no questions for me, because being an attorney, I was going to charge him.
Or you got billable hours, eh?
Billable hours. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Well, Alan, I'll try to keep under the radar there before the bills start coming back to me, but, you know. Well, we love you, and we thank God for you, Alan. Thank you so much. I know you prepared to share that, and that was well-received. Thank you.
God bless.
Bye. God bless. Bye. Goodbye. All right, and that is our dear friend Alan Love, and he is all the way out in Nevada. And he said they don't have tornadoes, and they don't have hurricanes.
That's true. They have a lot of heat.
A lot of heat and minor earthquakes. Minor earthquakes. I did hear that part about the earthquakes. Okay. They're kind of minor. We do have a prayer request coming in from Michelle, and we also have a donation coming in from Michelle. And let's look at the prayer request here. I'll throw my glasses on, see if I can read this. Let's see. We're praying for a new four-month-old grandson, Jameson. Is it Jameson? He has RSV, which is a respiratory disease, and Michelle's two daughters, Sarah and Ella. And for strength for Michelle, still mourning for her daughter, Nikki. And so, I don't know, was that...
She lost her daughter 4 years ago.
Okay, she lost her daughter 4 years ago. Okay. Okay, so Father, we lift up Michelle this afternoon, and we do pray for her family. Our families are so important, and Father, as Noah built that big ark for his family, that was a very important thing for the salvation of his family, and Michelle is carrying a burden for her family. Her heart's still broken over the loss of her daughter, Nikki, and would pray for healing, Father, in her own heart, and your strength, your comfort. And we also pray for this grandson, Jameson. Father, you know how to bring healing to every kind of issue and disease, and we pray for that respiratory condition, that there would be a healing and a deliverance from that. We lift up her two daughters, Sarah and Ella, and we just speak your life and your peace and your favor on them in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray that this family would experience the goodness of God's grace, mercy, and your miraculous intervention in a special way in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Michelle, stay in touch with us. Let us know how we can continue to pray. Michelle's bringing a donation of $50 this afternoon, and we thank you, Michelle. That's all going to be matching funds. That's going to match up with let's see here. I'm looking at something else. It's going to be matched up with that matching funds that we have from Jim and Julie. Okay, we have another donation coming in, and this is from Billy the plumber. So we now have two plumbers that come by and bring us donations. Maybe we have more, and I just haven't met them all, but there's two that I know of. So we have Todd that comes in, and this is Billy the plumber that comes in, and both come to the door and bring a donation. And so, Billy, we want to thank you for a $100 DoorDash this afternoon. Thank you so much. And you're welcome to come by right here in Palm City, 2960 South west.
Oh, Map Road.
Map Road.
Map South, Road. Yeah. Map with two P's.
Right. Two P's, Map Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. So that's it.
That's it.
Southwest, yeah. 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida. And so we do have friends that drop by. Thank you very much for this donation. Billy, that's going to go in. That's all matching funds. Michelle, that's matching funds. That's going to be matched up with that donation that came in earlier today. And so we're going to add that right in. We also have a donation coming in from Camillo, and it is a $5 donation, and that's from Palm Beach Gardens. Thank you very much. We are appreciative of that, and we will add that in as well. All right. Dave, why don't you give the numbers out and all that contact information, and specifically let's talk about the pledge. Yeah. Because I believe there are some people that would like to be involved this afternoon, and they, maybe the pledge is perfect for them.
Amen. Well, first of all, the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And if you, we know God puts it on the hearts of people to make a donation to this ministry. And I myself have been there several times and praying about God, how much do you want me to give? And I know there used to be a time when, you know, he would tell me, and that'd be an urging to do it, but I didn't have the money right away. But what we're saying with the pledge is be encouraged to call us now, today, while we're doing this at least, and say, I want to pledge X number of dollars, whatever that may be. I don't have it right now, but I want you to know that when I do have it, I'll send it. We can report it now. That's what's critical as we go through these days. We can take your promise to send us a gift when you have it and put it in the tally. And then when it comes in, we don't know when that's going to be, neither do you, but God does. When it comes in, then you can provide it, either a check or a money order or call in with a bank card. But you can do that now, and it may be a number that scares you. I'll tell you right now, God has done this to my wife and I, is gives us a number that scares us. And it's partly scary because we don't have it, but God promises that we will. And that's all we need, and that's really all you should need in order to step out in faith.
Amen, and it works just like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we have phone lines open right now, David, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we want to thank Camillo, and we want to thank Michelle, and we also want to thank Billy, the plumber, for those donations that just came in. All of that is matching funds, and of course that leaves us with we're under the 10,000, so we are making progress. Yep, matching up with Jim and Julie, $9,635 still remaining in that matching fund. And so just going to give you opportunity this afternoon to call in, be a part of partner with them as they are making a commitment to stand with us here at WCNO. Angie is making a donation online of $20. Thank you, Angie, for that donation. And we have Stephanie online making a donation of $50. So thank you both very much. And give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's putting on your heart. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
Can stand against us. Your love, it won't last. Your promises never fail. No, your promises never fail.
And the number to reach us this afternoon is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. We will check online and see if any of you have gone to WCNO.com. You can give there as well. This song is Glory and Majesty. And David, we're going to be back in just a moment.
Breakthrough, you're our breakthrough. Out of the ashes, you make beautiful. When there is no way, you're the miracle. And only boy, I break through, your heart break through. Cause every mountain moves with a word from you, and they surrender to your glory and majesty. Wind and waves obey the power of your name. And Jesus, we proclaim your glory and majesty. You make beautiful. When there is no way, you're the miracle, yeah. And only you do the impossible. I break through, you're our breakthrough. Cause every mountain moves with a word from you, and they surrender to your glory and majesty. Revival. We'll come into your house.
with open hands. We're laying down our pride and all our plan. We know what you have done, you'll do again. 'Cause you are the real thing. Yes, you are the real thing. Send us revival. Send us revival. Send us revival. Send us revival. We'll sing it out, yeah. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. Lord, send us revival. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. Lord, send us revival. Send us revival. We are your people. You made a way for us. So we'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. Give us your presence. Show us your power. Open the heavens, yeah. We'll sing it out, we'll sing it out, yeah. Send us revival. We are your people.
Welcome back. This is still prayer and chair.
I've got to turn your mic on so we can hear you,
that
Dave.
That helps. Yeah, I can't that yell hurts. Loud enough to
no.
get it to everybody. But we still have some funds, matching funds that we're trying to fit. And we hope to wrap them up today, but I think we'll see how that works. But the number to call to put in your bid to help us wrap that up is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And because this is the season, it's the fall prayer and share, and we're coming to you and we're giving the people of God, Jonathan, an opportunity to come alongside of us again and make a commitment to keep this station going.
Amen. That's exactly what we're doing.
That's the bottom line of what's
exactly
going
what
on.
We're doing. Yep.
That you've been doing this. Many of you listeners have been doing this for
a lot of years.
A lot of years, as long as we've been on 34 and a half years now. Yep. And we appreciate.
And it works.
Yeah, it works. We appreciate your your coming along with us, listening to the Lord, doing what He says, being generous. And we will be on, I believe, you know, I can pretty much be assured we'll be on the air until after Jesus comes. And then at that point, it's kind of a toss-up. I mean, you know, who knows? But we'll be here at least until then, I believe.
Well, I don't plan to be here. I mean, I'm one of those that believes in being caught away. But,
yes.
You know, the point is there will be people still.
That's what we understand. There will still
and
be
so,
people.
So the plan is to keep the gospel going out.
Amen.
To reach as many people as we possibly can. So, David, I just was online while we were playing those couple songs, went out front and checked. And we do have a $25 donation coming in online this afternoon from Gary. And we have another donation coming in. And this is coming from Angela, and it, too, is a $25 donation. And so we want to thank both of you. Both of those are going to be matching gifts. And then we have another online donation that came in for $500. Mm. And that is coming in from Sue. So we don't have cities from any of these. Doesn't matter. There are people that are going online making donations. So thank you very much. All of that's going to be matching funds. We'll give you totals on where that is in just a couple minutes. And so, amen. Glad you're listening to this afternoon. And we have had some calls coming in. We'll try to catch up with some of those calls we haven't got back to yet. But we are continuing. As you know, if you're just tuning in, David mentioned this, that this is one of the two times during the year where we come to you and ask you to prayerfully and generously make a donation to WCNO. Now, many people give monthly, and that is awesome. Mm-hmm. And you might want to do that. I'd like you to consider that. Maybe something like Gideon's Army, giving $1 a day. That's $30 a month. For the next 6 months, and so that would be $180 if you were to just start at that entry level. Some give more than that, and of course we have people that give less than that. We have people that give $5 a month, $10 a month, and really what you're able to afford and what God puts on your heart. We understand that these are pretty tough times.
Yes.
And yet I believe every born again believer understands the importance of getting the gospel out. And so we do want to thank all of you who have given over the years and those of you who are able to give, maybe when some aren't able to right now.
Yes.
I know my wife and I and our boys, we are thankful that our home was not destroyed. But we do have some families in our region that have lost their homes through the tornadoes, and also we have some loss of life. Karen was looking at that earlier. Maybe 6-7 in our area have lost their lives due to these tornadoes. And so it's important to get the word out, to encourage people, pray for one another, and to network and let people know where to go and how to get the goods and services that they can be blessed by. So again, Angela, thank you for that $25. Gary, this afternoon, thank you for that $25. Sue, thank you for that $500 donation, and all of that is going to be matching funds, going to add it in. We'll be back in a little bit. This next song's entitled No Fear. It's by Joni Lamb.
No Fear by Joni Lamb. We love that tune, and we shouldn't have fear. Jesus said, fear not. And we have no fear as we come to you today, and we have been for the last few days raising money in our fall prayer and share. We currently have, we are working on a $10,000 gift from Jim and Julie that is a matching funds gift. We currently still have $9,015 left to raise. We'd love to do it by 6 p.m. today, which is when we will bring to a close the live part of our fundraising broadcast. And of course, if you missed programs, which some of the programs that you missed this morning will replay at the 12 hours from the time they played this morning. So you can go online to our website, WCNO.com, and you can see all the program times that will play when they play. But you haven't missed them. You just missed them this morning. And so the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's the number that will reach one of us here, and that you can give us your donation using a bank card, or you can pledge. And a pledge simply means that you want to tell us now what God has told you to give, even though you don't have the money right now. And Lord knows we've all been there. And I like the option to be able to express faithfully what God is going to provide down the road for me to give to the radio station. So you can make that pledge. We'll send you a letter. We'll thank you for the gift. We'll send you a return envelope. And then when you can, and we don't know when that is, and neither do you right now, only God does. But when you can send that back to us in the form of a check or a money order, or call in a bank card at that time. But that's why you can get on the books now. And we can add that total to all the other gifts that we've been receiving. So hopefully this Friday we will be able to have reached our $225,000 goal for the next 6 months of operations budget. But again, it's all in God's hands. We trust God. We're not anxious. We are not fearing. And we are simply doing what he tells us to do, which is to tell the people what our need is.
772-221-1100. That's the number to call. We're going to go to another song now, which is entitled Just Can't Stop My Hallelujah.
Your glory lights the stars and rising sun. Your power raises mountains like the dawn. How could I not worship? How could I not worship? You knew my name before my life began. My very
thank you. hillside, coming through the years, saying I will have to choose between faith and fear. Just as Jesus heard it, each moment his life through, everyone who trusts in him is sure to hear it too. They love. Some will shed their honor, some will shed their blood. All who choose to follow find the life of faith means at the least we have to die to self each day.
And that song is The Call of the Cross. And it is right now just a few minutes till 5 o'clock. It is actually 4:58 right now. And let's see. Indian Wood Chapel. Wow. Isn't that pretty awesome here? We have all kinds of donations coming in this afternoon. Praise God. Look at this. Look at this. $100 coming in from Indian Wood Chapel. And I think we have the distinguished pastor here with us.
I don't know about distinguished, but
well, we're not extinguished.
Well, let me tell you what happened. I went and did the invocation down at the city council. I met the folks that are doing the Bible reading next month,
from Marathon,
the 4th to the 8th.
Excellent.
And I'll be on that too. I'll be doing some of the
fantastic
reading.
Fantastic.
As I was coming back this way along Canner Highway, I passed Monterey, the junction of Monterey. There's a whole group of ladies out there and little girls waving yes on Amendment 4 signs.
Oh my.
And I almost cried.
Yeah.
They don't know. All I could think of was exactly what Jesus said. God forgive them. They know not what they do.
Yeah.
And I thought, I've got to do something about this. I've got to fight this more.
Yeah.
And it just broke my heart. And especially seeing the little girls out there, they don't understand how close they may have come to not being here.
That's true.
If their moms are that pro-abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just tore me up.
And some of them are... The way that the amendment is written, it's very deceptive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so you can read it and not have a clue that it actually will...